All right, Patsy, we'll begin with the action at the Ulster Senior Track and Field Championships, the Mary Peters Track, yesterday. How did Northwest competitors perform?
Well, you know, a couple of championship performances, all right. There was a couple of gold medal performances for Donegal athletes, two going to South Donegal. Kate McGowan, who's a student at DCU, Tyrconnell Athletic Club, a 52-odd 400-metre hurdle. So she set her season up, you know, for the rest of the season. You know, this is a national champion from last year, so this is a good indicator of where she's at. So she won her Ulster title there, so well done to her, senior title that is. And Keelan O'Callaghan from Tyrconnell as well, he won the triple jump with a 13-plus jump there, so he'll be happy with that. Again, he's a university student, and again, he's done well in university athletics this last couple of years. So that was the gold medal performances. The other very interesting performance was a second position performance from a young boy, Gareth Crawford, who we've mentioned many a time, from Strabane, from the Lifford Strabane Club, and he threw 64 metres in the javelin yesterday, and got second to a young fellow called McGee, who threw 66. Now, 64 for his age group, he's around about 20 years of age, is good throwing, and he's coached by his dad, Damien, of course, and he's very fortunate in that regard, because Damien is a really, really good high quality coach. So, you know, I'm encouraged by that, and the fact that he's in England now, and he's training in England, and he's getting on with his javelin beyond that, you know, that secondary school age thing, and getting away from home, still in the sport, still improving. So that was kind of stood out for me to a great degree. And then there were other championship performances, you know, I mean, about 18, 19 and 20, which is always held in conjunction with the senior championships now, and people like Bridget McDyer from the Rosses, she did particularly well. You had Chris Cairns, he's from Killybegs, he did particularly well. You had Ben Carr, who had a really, really, really strong 1,500 metres victory in his age quick category under 19. So a few people like that, you know, and Karen Gallagher from down the Fannett direction, like Ben Carr, goes to school in Milford. So a couple of good performances underage there, and you know, we'll have to just wait and see how they fare and how they face the challenge of nationals when it comes around. But for me, the big performance, as I say, Miles, was young Crawford coming back for his summer break from university in England and throwing 64, and of course those two individual senior Ulster Championship performances from O'Callaghan in the triple, and from Kate McGowan from Donegal Town in the 400-metre hurdles. There was a great battle in the 5,000 metres, not a Donegal battle, but a battle of local interest. Conor Bradley, who runs a lot in Donegal, he won the 5,000 metres, and just a really, really great battle with Conor Duffy of Glasla Harriers, and they had a great battle. So that was a memorable competition for the gold medal, you know, and Bradley won it. So well done to him. You'll remember that Bradley also won the Northwest 10K just a few weeks back there. So that's kind of linking it all up, Miles, and you know, it's been a busy period in athletics, and we're just going to move on now, and next weekend it's Ulster under 14, 15, 16 and 17 championships, and that kind of clears up the provincial story, and then we'll be talking in the weeks ahead about national championships and about hopefully performances at national level.
And speaking of national level, I suppose one has to mention Phil Healy having broken the Irish 100 metre record, and then ran a personal best 400 metres half an hour later.
Aye, and I went to Geneva since then yesterday, and ran two very good races as well. And she's running well over 1, 2 and 400 metres right now. She's from Bandon. She's now a scholarship student at Waterford IT, and I had her on the team for many years. She's a really, really great girl, and, you know, straightforward, no nonsense, you know, gets on with it, relates well to her coach and everything, and a very mature girl. So I look at her results with great interest, because you know, she excites me in the sense that she has worked so hard. She began as a 100 metre runner. She went to the World Indoors just a few months back there as a 400 metre runner. But I'd say, I suppose, when all is figured out, she'll be particularly competitive at 400 metres later in the season. So all these 100 metre stuff and all this 200 metre stuff is certainly winding her up and getting her ready for hopefully a real good bash at a 400 metres. And the other interesting thing, you know, and I know that Mark English is very involved in exams at the moment, and he'll come out probably at the end of June and start his season. But a couple of 800 metre runners, Zach Corn and another fellow called Dean Cronin, have been running 146s over 800 metres in the States. So at least that area of the sport, 800 metres, will be competitive if these two guys that are based in America, scholarship students, come back and compete. So, you know, both of them qualified for Europeans. So this season is all about European Championships in Berlin, Miles, in terms of that level of the sport. So we have hopefully some exciting stuff ahead of us.